we're back, man. Welcome back to Fans of Patrol, man. It's been a while since the dynamic duo climbed a building together with a grappling hook, man. We are back. I'm the host of this train wreck, which is called Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my wonderful co-host to hold all the shit together, Miss Tipplebot. What's going on with you? It's been such a long time, my friend.
I'm excited to talk about this movie today. Also, I think that you are probably Batman in this scenario, but I mean, I'm sad because I want to be Batman.
I just think it'd be funnier with me in the little like green crotch thing with the little boots and the legs hanging out.
Okay. I'm pissed with this, actually. I prefer this.
A really, really tight bag, so it's my whole uniform is too small. Little Robin.
Tiny Robin, right. Perfect. Yeah, I am Batman.
That's right. Hey, right, and you brew way more than me, man. You know, I'll just leave me to say.
I am. That's true.
I'll say the witty shit.
Very, like the chipper.
I'll be like, holy shit, Batman! What the hell is going on over there? I think we should go whoop some ass. Anyway, oh, man, we are at show 420, and we thank y'all for.
Wait, you said 421.
421. We're going to thank the audience, man, for bearing with us, you know, but honestly speaking, folks, it's been rough being this sick, you know, and when I say sick, not hospital sick, but it's just, this shit wouldn't go away. So you guys saw last week's performance, Beat 'Em Down came and saved the day, but, you know, I was like, oh, it was terrible. Anyway, I'm feeling better. Tiff is back. We got the band back together, you know, so we can just start
the band.
And making that sweet, sweet podcast music. Anyway, man, what do we got going on this week? So we're doing Scream, man. So I'm very interested in this because we did
Scream
it
six.
About we did Scream a year ago.
Yeah, they're coming out like they in a year interval. So there's
yes.
Another one, right?
Yes, yeah. And I remember you loved it. I hated it. And so,
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, because it was only a year ago. It wasn't like 5 years ago. And here
yeah,
come
you
the,
can easily
the next
remember
movie.
How you feel about that, probably.
Exactly. Exactly. It's much, much easier than like, yeah, you remember. Yeah. And so, anyway, so we're doing that, man. And so, of course, monster theme, man. So, we're going to play a game, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of this game, Tev. Do you know the name of this game?
Oh, we're just going to give them taglines. I think a lot of people have played. This game where you give somebody a tagline and they're supposed to guess the film. So we're doing horror taglines.
Horror taglines. I'll figure out a way to throw fans in there before the segment comes up.
Here it comes, everybody. Hold on to your butts. Montego's going to put fans in it.
It's going to be fans somewhere.
Oh, that sounded terrible. But that's all right. We're moving past it.
I'll put them fans in your butt. I'll put me in your butt. Remember that Eddie Murphy song?
I remember that song, and actually I like that song. I think it's really fun.
Boogie in your butt is great. So, man, after that, what are we gonna do? We have some news. So Tiff dug us some news. So
yes,
we're gonna do that.
News.
And indeed. And then after that, man, we're gonna sail off to the sunset and head to the next movie that we're gonna do. So saying all that dope stuff, are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, man, so it is time to drop down a little social media archive. Could you tell the sweet people where they can find our sweet podcast all over the sweet internet?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans on Patrol. You can get us on YouTube, and then we have a TikTok. And I'm excited because we are going to talk about TikTok today. Fans of Patrol Zero, that is. And then you can listen on your favorite listening platform. Let us know if you can't find us. Although, if you're listening now, I don't know how that would be.
Yeah. But you know what? If you like Spotify, we over there. So.
Yeah. I'm saying if you like, if you're playing it in something that you don't like, mm-hmm. There's chances are that we're on something you do like.
Yeah, come check us out over at the video where you might see some stuff that would make more sense.
That we only talk about with our mouths on podcast.
Oh, it's a different experience in my opinion.
Actually, I've heard some people say that they like to watch it better than they like to listen to it just because they are more like visual people.
Engage.
Yeah.
I got you.
So.
Yeah, I don't know what I prefer. If I'm in the car, I prefer that. If I'm at home, I'm watching it.
Yeah. If I'm in the car or at work.
Yeah. Yeah, where you're like, I'm going to the bathroom and finish this segment. Anyway, man. So, Tiff, these are your show notes. What do we got?
They are.
What do we got that's interesting, fun, and new in the world?
So I wanted to do some news because even though I feel like we're in maybe a little bit of a dry news spell, but I picked some, I think, fun news to talk about. So the first one I picked was that some information about Good Burger 2. And I don't know if that was something that you were, it's kind of like probably outside of, I know you probably know what it is, but like you were too old for it and your kids weren't around.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not in my head, y'all. I'm so sorry for the people. I'm like, yes, it was out of my realm. I thought these clowns would never last. I remember when I used to see them, I'd be like, man, it's nice to see some young brothers doing anything, but God damn, they corny. This is terrible.
But it wasn't, you can't say that because to my age group, it was a delight.
Well, there you go. That's why I'm not a millennial. You know, I'm a Generation Xer. And it was like, what is this bullshit? And then, like, my kids, they're Generation Z. So, yeah, they missed the whole thing. So, this has a void in our house. But I know who these guys are. I mean,
yeah.
Of course, the one dude is still on, what's his name?
Keenan is still on SNL.
Yeah, he's still on Saturday Night Live. For what reason, I don't know. Because the dude ain't never said one thing funny to me in my whole life.
Oh, my God. That is really rude. I think
it's
he's
not
very
rude.
Funny.
I don't think. Look, if you're not funny to me, you're not funny to me. It's a bunch of comedians
that's
people
true.
Love.
That's true.
And I'll be like, he ain't never said a damn thing funny in my life. But people love his ass. I'm sorry. I'm glad the brother's doing good. But I've never laughed at a goddamn thing he has done. You know, but like I said, people love him. It just doesn't resonate with me. And so he's been still doing that. And, you know, I'm making money, I presume. And so
yeah,
I saw
an article. He's been on for a while.
Yeah, I saw in an article he was, you know, enthusiastically ready to come back to this property. And so I was like, what a good for him, you know, because he's the star now. And the other guy I haven't seen since Mystery Men.
You know? Oh, my God. I love Mystery Men. I mean, like you just, like you said that in my heart. I was like, I wasn't expecting to hear that. And now I feel more joy in my heart than I did 5 minutes ago. Right. He could be invisible, but then he'd be naked.
Yeah. Right.
That was so good. Well, he was on recently when Kenan Thompson was hosting the, I always get award shows confused. I think it was the Golden Globes.
It's a award show.
They did, I know it's an award show, but I can't remember if it was the Emmys or if it was anything.
Yeah.
Please,
gotcha.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just don't know. But he had Kenan Thompson. There was a special appearance. Kel Mitchell came on, and it was very sweet. I think they're very charming together, and I think that's why it works. But I also remember, so Good Burger was originally a skit on That, which was like a children's
Saturday
SNL
Night
type
Live.
Thing on Nickelodeon that I watched a lot growing up. And so this just reminds me of being in my home on like sunny summer days and like watching this stuff and be, you know.
Well, that's a good feeling.
Not playing outside because that wasn't me.
No, I have seen glimpses of this thing. And I don't know, the black kid talking like a surfer, just this, a bad surfer accent just was, I was just like, what the hell? Oh, no. Anyway, I'm glad that this makes you feel good. I know there's things that you watch, that folks watch, and it's like, this is like, you know, comforting. Hopefully they don't do the Coming to America and just ruin the whole goddamn thing.
I think that this will be kind of nice. From what I read in the article, it's like they are exploring what would logically be probably the next phase of a relationship like this. And if someone had kept working at a place called Good Burger and et cetera, I do think that probably it will be, I think it's going to be difficult for them because it's going to be like a, you're going to want people like my age
to
watch it.
But
I think probably what they're going to go for and what should be really smart would be, because obviously they're going to want kids to watch it. It's going to be it's a Nickelodeon movie. It's a kid-friendly movie. Is go for the both people my age who would have kids.
It's rough.
Around the age that would be entertained by Good Burger.
That's rough.
That's the window you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a rough sweet spot to hit. Only,
You
know, like Shrek has been like very, you know,
you think that Shrek is like the one thing that tickles everybody's funny bone?
I do. I've never been
Shrek. Have you seen it?
Shrek?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had babies at the time, so I was forced to go see all these movies. And
sure.
I was so happy when it was like, something had me laughing. You know, I was like, oh God. So they're smart. They're like, look, it's parents in here. So let's make it for them for real, but we'll do some goofy shit.
Sure.
And so everybody was happy watching stuff like Shrek. You know?
I like Shrek. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I remember liking it when I was younger. But I think that the great movies that are kids' movies are always those movies that could, I don't want to say, I think there can be beautiful, great children's movies that are just for children, obviously. And I think that those tend to feel like just movies. And I hate to say that because I don't want to like denigrate the value of a children's movie. But like sometimes when you see a movie that's intended for children, but is adored by almost everyone, it kind of transcends being a children's movie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that about Shrek necessarily, but people do love Shrek.
Yeah.
Shrek weddings, Google it unless you want to be scared. Yeah. You should Google the Shrek wedding.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, look it up. Have fun, everybody.
Turns into some bullshit. Of course. It's the internet, right? Of course.
It's not just the internet. People like it. But speaking of the internet and weird things that people do on it, do you want to talk about this young woman who has an OnlyFans, but she has become popular for her bizarre horror TikToks?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. So... Mm-hmm. This lady here, somebody's about to throw a movie deal at her or something like that because of these TikToks?
No, game developers are asking her to help them develop a game. I don't know if they want her. I would assume they would want her input, but they also would probably want her to be in the game.
Because of her horror timing and what she has created with this little thing.
This little world that she's created.
Damn internet. I mean...
He said, trying to get on the internet.
I'm just like shit like this always makes me mad because it's like, shit like this is just like, really? She probably about to make $1 billion fooling around, you know?
I bet she's already made quite a bit of money because I think that I am a little bit.
Well, Tiff, make all the money you can because the government is about to shut that whole platform down.
Yeah, the TikTok situation is getting quite weird.
It's going away. I almost guarantee it. So get your money, and start looking for a new platform.
I think they might get someone to sell it, right? But like, it doesn't matter. People will find another way
to interact with
people. So, and I think that this person, what I find interesting about this particular article, did you watch any of the videos?
Yeah, I watched the little turkey one.
The first one, the turkey one.
Yeah.
It is very similar to these old point and click kind of horror films, but it has like a new wave situation feel to it where you're putting... Like, this is a callback to, like, those weird 80s games where they would have real people in them.
Well, and that's what I thought of. And so it was clever, but not creative to me because I was like, I remember playing a couple of these games. And so it was like, so it was clever to me. It was very clever. So bravo for you for being clever, young lady. But I wasn't, like, impressed on the fact, like, she created something, you know, and I felt like the writer of the article was just like,
Well, I do think that the writer of the article was maybe too excited. That does bring me to my other thoughts about this, which was I think these are so cool, and I think that she is a really interesting person for doing them. I think that, like, everybody kind of, like, especially... in media is like calling back to the things that they, you know, have liked or, you know, done in the past. There's nothing weird or wrong about that.
Yeah.
I do believe that this was not started as I really like old horror point and clicks. My feeling about it is that it's a sort of, because of the way that it looks and the way that she's doing it, it was more presented as a fetish situation where somebody was asking her to do this. Or she came up with the concept on her own, but like just the way that the thing is done, it looks it's kind of overly sexualized, but that's been a big thing in horror and horror gaming. So it's really questionable.
And let's be honest with you. If you ain't showing no boobies or no booty, that makes all the money. All you got to do, insert some boobs somewhere and poof, got a billion views. And look at my content. It's so unfair, Tim.
And look at my content.
It's so unfair. I'm so...
I mean, I'm going to be honest with everybody listening right now. If she releases, if she does get with a game developer, which I think she probably already has, and there probably is some kind of a game coming out, which I would assume would be mobile.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. I am going to play it and I will report back to you all about one, my status of horniness, and yeah. two, whether or not it was actually good.
Horny, scared.
Someone said they were frightened, horny. If they have like a weird,
that's
like,
what I'm
word
saying. It's
there.
Like it's so unfair, yeah. man. It's so unfair. But I guess the world is lopsided in other places toward men. Yeah. So the internet,
yeah.
internet. Yep. You just want to pull out a boob somewhere and be like, a million views just for a boob. It is the truth. Shit. Anyway, so what else you got?
You're gonna cough yourself to death.
No, I'm like, I'm being bad over here.
Now I just feel really bad because I meant to put this at the top.
Yes.
Rather before we talked and laughed about this weird stuff. We have lost a Lance Reddick had passed away, and he was a young guy.
You know, I'm glad you put this in here because I used to like mourn everybody in Hollywood mm-hmm. who touched something that I liked, you know. Even singers and stuff, you know, on this show. And then I stopped. And then I saw this, and I couldn't believe that this 60-year-old Lance Reddick passed of natural causes. And there's yeah. no natural causes at 60 years old, so he must have had a illness, I would imagine.
Or you could, I mean, like, there's things that can happen to you at any age that would be a natural cause.
Man, you call it a natural cause don't mean it was a natural cause. People just don't die, you know. You died of natural causes. I mean, 60 might sound, for some of you, very old, but come on, it's really not. And just to be like, what's the explanation? You know what I'm saying? So I assume he had something, you know, and that was the cause of it. But it's a shame. I've been watching this dude. He was the best thing about that terrible Resident Evil. You know, he was in that that thing. But he was the great. You know, I love watching him work. And John Wick. And back in the day, he was on his TV show. I used to love called Fringe.
The Wire.
Fringe. Yeah, he was on The Wire.
I remember Fringe. Yeah. I was like, oh, Montego must like The Wire, but yeah.
No, I did like The Wire. I'm not a Wire fan. I'm like, you know, you got like Uber Wire fans that just still.
Yeah, people who rewatch The Wire. Constantly.
Yeah. I watched it when he was on it, and yeah, it was cool. That's probably the first time I saw him, but I really connected with him on Fringe, and then it, you know, so yeah, sad man because
it is,
you know. I assumed he, you know, John Wick is coming out, so all his scenes was done on that. But if they were going to do the hotel, you know, thing, which they keep talking about.
Oh, they couldn't do it without him.
No, I don't want to see it without him. I don't want to see nobody pretending to be him.
Scrap it now.
Yep. I say that too. So hats off to that fine fellow. Mm-hmm. And I hope his family is taken care of some kind of way, you know, because sometimes folks don't make money. Have you seen what's his name? Daijon Hansu, he's been all mm-hmm. over the internet because Shazam is out, and he's like, man, my career has been unfair. I ain't made no money, you know. And it's like, damn, mm-hmm. you know, he's been in everything, but you know, you just because we see people on the big screen, we assume everybody's making money, but that's not the case, you know. So I just think that's kind of terrible, you know. I don't know if you're familiar with it, you know.
I hadn't seen anything about that, but it doesn't surprise me that there's wage inequality in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's bad. He said he made shit, you know. And he said, he ain't been frivolous with his money, but he said no matter what, and all these people he has worked with over the years, they've all been successful, and like he's never got a payday, you know. So,
I mean, I think that is also draws attention. I think to other, there are several actors who have in the past shared parts of their, like Keanu Reeves was famously known for having shared some of his.
Yep.
Wages, and also actors who are like, I won't accept this offer unless you make an offer. I mean, and it's really sad that has to happen because it should just be this person has done this work. They're equally famous, if not
especially
more so.
Especially at the ferocity that these films make, you know, I mean.
Yeah, so much money.
No, it's not a success. We didn't quadruple our EBITDA, you know? like, what? Oh, you didn't quadruple, so it's not a success. Okay.
It's really wild to look back at movies that were considered a success. Like I looked back at a movie that I was like, oh, I wonder how much money this movie had to make to get a sequel, and the movie cost like $7 million,
yeah.
and then it made $74 million, and then, I mean, that's quite a bit of money, but like now I feel like you would have to make the movie cost $25 million, and you have to make $500 million for anyone to be like,
well, that's because of the marketing cost. They spend what the whole thing kit and caboodle cost in marketing, you know, so. You got to make the what the movie costs to make. You got to make the marketing costs back, and then after the marketing costs, that's when you just break even. You know, so
this is making me really sad for several reasons. So, well, like it feels like I feel like I went to work.
Yeah. I'm sorry for all of the talk of all the stuff.
I'm gonna get you know CEO promotion because of internet sadness and Hollywood shit.
Yeah, we'll stop talking Ipata on the show. Let's move forward. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Are we done? Is that the news?
That's all the news. That's fit to be Prince.
All right, man. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. It's time to have some fun, and we're gonna do our duties and talk a little scary movie stuff. So hold on to the cheeks. We will be right back, and when we do, I'll be acting more meek. Bye. Game time. It's game time. That's what we're going to do. That's where we're going. So, man, if this is your first time listening to this show, man, thank you for coming over. We love you. We love your presence. Give us some juice. And we got
That's great if someone's new. I love when people come back too, but it's also a mystery and a great time.
Yeah, we got some new subscribers too. So, welcome all the new people who coming aboard, man. Also, man, I can't say thank you enough. So, this is what we do. It's game time, middle section, sometimes both sections. We figure out something to do. And so, we're doing horror taglines today.
Yeah.
Tag a fan.
Okay. I'm okay with it. I'm just going to let it roll. Because you're just, that's a you thing.
Yes. Yes. It's like a Batman. You know, the old 60s, Batman 66.
Yeah, pow.
The bat onomer. The bat toilet.
Yeah. There's all the different bat stuff.
The bat cup.
There are a few of our games that we play pretty frequently that don't have a fan's name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And those really chap your ass, I feel. Every time they come up, you...
It needs a name!
Go, oh, I got to think of a name for that. I love that.
Okay, so this is your game. Explain the rules here.
Yeah, so this is a pretty common game. What you do is you will give the person a tagline from a horror movie, and they are supposed to guess the horror movie.
Yes. So
we're doing a straight out guess. Sometimes we, you know, do multiple choice, but we're, you know, going straight out.
Let me pull out straight out my paper here and half-ass take a score.
Let me pull out my questions.
No, keep a score here.
Oh, you're gonna keep a score? Well, I'll keep a score over here because I don't trust you.
Okay, man, you say that all the time, but all right, all right. So this is your game. So who's going first?
I'd like you to go first, please.
Okay.
Excuse me. Hiccup.
So. I'm not a super horror fan. Everybody knows that who listens to the show. Mm-hmm. But I've been getting into a little bit horror over the years, just a little bit more. And I think that I'm a spooky, ookie bookie type of spirits and beating your ass in your own house type of genre person. I enjoy that the most.
Yeah, you did like The Conjuring a lot.
Ooh, I love that shit. You know.
Yeah, and then you got really into that. So yeah, that's you.
Yeah, all that stuff. So anyway, man. So here we go. So the first one. Mm-hmm. This time, it's personal. That's the tagline.
I feel like I should know this.
I think you should. You're going to be mad if you don't get it. That's for sure.
Oh, I guarantee. Here's the thing. I love taglines. I love them. I think that there's something charming about the whole process.
Yeah.
But I hardly remember any of them, so I've done a cruel thing to myself. This time, it's personal.
Mm-hmm. That's it. This time.
Is that alien?
It's personal.
Aliens 3?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, it's my final answer.
Okay, it is not. It was Jaws the Revenge.
Oh, fuck me.
Yep, Jaws the Revenge.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, but I'm not sure if I've ever actually seen Jaws 2.
That was Jaws of Revenge. I think that's down
the line.
Is that
the third one?
It's down the line.
Down the line somewhere. Okay, I'm not sure. Not sure I've seen that one, but you know what? Likely that I have, considering I've seen so many.
Yes.
Big Shark movies.
Big Shark movies. Okay.
All right. Here is the first one for you.
Now, here's the real stumbling block, y'all.
I don't know. I don't think so. Check in, relax, take a shower.
Psycho.
Yes.
Oh.
I told you that super was going to give you some that I definitely thought you would know.
Super easy.
Well, I have a scale.
Yeah.
Start off easy. I mean, I feel like yours was easy hard.
Okay.
The one that you started off with, I maybe should have known. That's not an accusation. How dare you?
It was easy hard. Okay.
Like, I mean, I feel like you thought maybe I would know that one, but I didn't.
Yeah, because because it's in my mind. I remember seeing a thing like that was like people made a lot of jokes about it and stuff. You know, this time it's personal. That's because they kept just coming out with Jaws movies. So this is one I think is very easy. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sleep all day, party all night, never grow old, never die. It's fun to be a vampire.
Oh, that's gotta be Lost Boys.
Ah, so easy. See, I wasn't a dick.
See, that was like, yeah. And honestly, when I was doing this, it's like a weird fine line to walk where you're like, is this too? Because some taglines mention the name of the movie in the tagline.
Yeah.
So it's like a thin line to walk between one that's like maybe too hard and one that's really easy.
Yeah. I think that one was
easy, but I think you and I, well, I think that maybe some people wouldn't have gotten it, but it is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty explicitly Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's your next one.
All right.
The night he came home.
Damn. Is that Friday the 13th movie? It's one of them, I think. The night he came home.
You're going to be so mad.
I'm going to say... Damn it. I'm going to say Friday the 13th. Friday 13th part, the final chapter. Totally not the Friday 13th.
I just like that you went to that answer. I just really like it. It's Halloween.
Damn, you're right. I should have got that
one.
I knew you
kicked your own ass.
Right. That's totally fair, man. I should have got that one. Damn it. I should have got that one. Okay. One that might not be so easy, but here we go. You remember that guy?
The score is 1-1 for everyone playing at home.
You remember that guy? He used to have that voice. In a world. So
the movie voice guy.
Right. It started in May in a small town. And every month after that, whenever the moon was full, it came back.
Ooh.
That's it.
It started in May in a small town.
And every month after that, whenever the moon was full, it came back.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the tagline. It's pretty long.
Sounds like a werewolf movie.
If it ain't, somebody need to be murdered for coming up and stealing that. indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can only think of one werewolf movie. Not one werewolf movie, period. But, like, it's not an American or American Werewolf in Paris, is it?
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
It is not. It's Silver Bullet. Corey Haim.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Fuck, what?
You don't remember that movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Really?
But now that you say that, I'm excited to watch it.
it had Gary Busey and his teeth starring in it and Corey Haim, and he's a kid in the wheelchair and stuff, and yeah.
Oh, my God.
Indeed. All right. So that one, I think, was a little hard, so maybe.
I don't know. Let me see.
It's on me now. It's on you.
Let's see. Okay. I think this was pretty easy, but maybe not for you. All right. Let the games begin.
Shit. What kind of tagline is that? Let the game master.
I really like that you said that. Yeah. I love your commitment to this. It's not it. It's Saw, because he says, do you want to play a game?
Oh, I've never seen... anything but that one Saw.
We saw. Yeah, and he didn't say it in that one. You're right.
Yeah.
Did he?
That was that one that with
was,
Chris
and
Rock.
That was a weird one because it was like maybe what's that called? Like a parallel necessarily, not like directly.
That's the only one I ever saw, so yeah.
But I thought maybe you would know. It's kind of like in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
So you might know that.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go.
All right.
Winner kills all. We get dead time on the podcast.
It's not Carrie, is it? Because I know that's not Carrie's tagline, but I know that she wins prom queen.
It is not Carrie. So the answer is Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I thought you would know that one.
I did not. Also, it's movies often have more than one tagline. To say that that's why I didn't know that, but I have found that out, and I didn't know that. I always thought there was only one, but there's many. Okay. So here's one I hope you know.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Bigger, smarter, faster, meaner.
Oh, shit. I should know this. Bigger, smarter, faster, meaner. It's a monster movie. Damn it.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because I know the answer.
faster, smarter, meaner. Is it Godzilla? No?
No.
Damn, what is it?
I don't think I wouldn't consider Godzilla a horror movie, but it's Deep Blue Sea.
Really?
Yes, because the sharks are bigger, smarter, faster, and meaner.
Man, I'm a dumbass.
The research was making them more ferocious.
Yes, yes, yes. I get it now, but I don't remember.
Well, the other tagline for that one was your greatest fear is going to surface. Oh. And I was like, that sounds like a Jaws tagline. Those sharks never come up out of the water, those deep blue sea sharks.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So this is your fourth one.
Yes.
You might not know this one, but you might get it. Just because for the tagline. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Today the pond, tomorrow the world. Yes, that's the tagline. Don't work too hard on it.
Don't. The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No. Damn. It's the movie Frogs.
Oh, I've never seen that
movie.
You've
never seen Frogs?
Never seen Frogs. Is it? Would you recommend that to me?
It's an old-ass movie from 1972.
And how scary are these frogs?
Back in the day, they were scary as hell, but basically it's a bunch of frogs. You know, somebody just throwing frogs all over the place.
Sure, like the real frogs and the people making the movie were just like, more frogs.
And yeah.
They dump a box of frogs.
And the frogs were supposed to be like man-eaters and stuff like that, you know, and they were just like,
I might really enjoy this.
You know, and it was like this old racist senator on this plantation was having this 4th of July party, and you know, everything started going wrong.
So do some frogs come, and then like they will show a flash, and then like later there's just a bunch of skeletons or
like body parts and stuff, like, you know,
frogs. Oh man, I'm gonna get off this podcast and I'm gonna watch Frogs.
1972 Frogs.
1972.
All right, man, so okay. Last round here.
This will be my last one for you.
Yep.
And I'm not sure you'll get this. All right. She's evil and not just high school evil.
Mm. I'm going to go with Carrie.
See, we both had a Carrie guess, and that is wrong. Carrie's is like, Carrie's tagline mentions the name Carrie.
Oh, okay.
But this is Jennifer's Body.
Seen that
one of my favorite movies.
I should have just thought about who you were and just said.
That's why I didn't want to say right before this one. I almost said it's one of my favorites, although I'm not sure you would have gotten it still, but I almost did say that.
Nah, I should have got Deep Blue Sea though, but I don't remember that tagline.
That was the tagline on like the actual fucking box of the movie when you bought it, if you have the DVD like some of us do. I think they say it. Some of the taglines end up being something they've said in the movie, and I think they might say something like that in the movie.
Okay. So here's a winner take all question here.
All right. This is the tiebreaker.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
It's an alien.
Motherfucker. Tiff just won.
Well, that's like one of the most, I would say that's like one of the most famous. You should have started that one when you were like trying to find the easy one.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's five rounds. Two. Am I?
Five rounds, 3 points collectively out of 10 questions, I know, and right? I win with two. I know. Sometimes you don't know how it's going
to
go.
Yeah. Well, I think we got to get more attuned to this type of play too, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you. One, I almost thought it would be fun if you gave the person the movie, like if you were like Jaws, and then they had to try to guess.
That would never happen. That would have never happened.
Really fun. I know, but you could have given them points based on like every like similarity, but that would have been too difficult. But I would literally read a book of just taglines.
Oh, wow. It's, you know,
I don't know why I like them so much.
It's not a popular thing anymore. That's why most of these movies
were
older, because the newer movies kind of don't do it, you know.
I think like because you would have a tagline on a poster. And I know that like people do still put up movie posters
at
the movies. But most of the time, like there was a time when you would go and kind of look at the movie posters for what was coming up. They would have like one that was like coming soon and like, you know what I mean? At the actual theater when you were there. And I'm not sure people do that anymore.
No, because the internet ruins all. That's for sure.
But I think actually a lot of films, just as like a thing that maybe they'll never stop doing, still have a tagline if you look at them, even if maybe we wouldn't know it necessarily from the marketing.
I'm going to have to start paying attention, because I've noticed I haven't seen any taglines. I'll see a cool title, you know, a bunch of, you know, whatever, and nothing. And it's just like...
Like right now, yes. We should see if Scream 6 has a tagline.
I don't think it does. I think it says Scream 6. Let's check it out and see what we can see.
Oh yeah, it does.
What'd it say?
New York, new rules, in a city of millions, no one hears you scream.
Okay.
Yep. There's the tagline.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Oh yeah, you guys.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Not surprised about that one because that whole film, like, it thrives on nostalgia. The whole premise.
But I bet Shazam has a tagline.
Oh, you're gonna make me start internet hopping.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right here on the show, looking up things. Shazam tagline. La 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 la. We'll cut this part out. People don't have to listen to me doing this. Yeah. So the tagline for Shazam is just say the word.
Wow. So I'll just doing that shit. I'm not even hearing that in the advertisement. You know what I'm saying?
But that was for the first Shazam. For the Fury of the Gods, it's Oh My Gods.
Oh, okay. So maybe, you know.
So there you go, everybody. Maybe they just don't are still like, alive and well. You might not have heard them.
Push them like they used to, you know. Yeah. Because I guess the whole point was to get that like in your brain, like a jingle.
It's like a little taste. Yeah. It's like a little excitement. Yeah. Like especially really good ones will get you like maybe super jazzed for a movie. And then afterwards, if you like a movie, they're like a nice little kind of like, you're like, yeah.
I don't think a tagline for a movie ever like stuck in my head though, to the point that it's like a jingle, you know, like, bah, 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 bah. I remember that, you know? Yeah, I think that was the whole point. Maybe I'm wrong.
In space, no one can hear you scream is big time out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So. All right, so we're going to take our final break and we're going to be right back in just a jiffy. So hold on to your hands. We'll be right back. All right, man, time for a real movie, man. A big movie, you know. I think the last time we were together on this, we did Ant-Man and the Wasp, and that was great. Enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And we just did Creed like with a Beat 'Em Down from the Colt 45 podcast. Shout out to him, which was huge. And now here we are with Scream. So I'm loving this. And it's March. I'm surprised. So many, you know.
March.
Yeah. What's the summer going to look like? Or are we shooting it early? Ain't going to have no good shit.
Shooting it early.
So, man.
Ruining the whole year.
Yeah, the whole year. Being like July, it ain't shit coming out. You know, we like.
What? I do kind of like last year, I felt like a lot of really good movies did come out early in the year. There were still good movies at the end of the year, too. But like.
They leave it desolate, in my opinion, later July and August, you know, where the weather is still beautiful. And then they rush all the movies out in May and shit. Like, you know, come on. Stop that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
I think they do like a lot of like early season and then like late, like I think there's a lot of good like fall releases for the same reason, right? People are inside or they want to go to a movie theater and
yeah. Well, when the weather's out
warm.
But yeah. Always think about us people who get snow. I got a ton of snow today. So Scream 6, 2023, rated R, 2 hours, 2 minutes. So horror, mystery, thriller. Listen to this.
Yes, I'm ready.
In the next installment, the survivors of the Ghostface killing leave Woodsboro behind, just in a fresh start, in a fresh chapter in New York City. That is the most corporate.
That's pretty cut and dry.
It's pretty corporate though, Tiff. It's like, man, you guys didn't even try to like razzle dazzle. You know, it's like the next There's installment, no- fresh start in the next chapter.
This installment takes place in New York City. Thank you for coming to the show.
See you later, punks. That's what it feels like to me. I'm like, wow, you guys really didn't give a damn about this, did you?
Oh, and again, it's like, yeah, like when you have to write a book report and you forgot and you write it the night before and you were like, this book is good.
Straight out of the Cliff
because
Notes.
Because it is good.
All right, man. So before we go any further. Yes. It's time.
I can reach for that.
Yeah, well, I haven't done a good one in a while. I was sick the last time. I'm like, it's time for one. One word, Tiff. What do you got for old right, Screamy Mimi?
My one word.
I'm so interested in this. Just to interrupt you before you go, I mean, really interested. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say. Decline.
Ain't that a B?
Yeah, because I wonder what you're going to say.
No, explain. Why is it a decline?
Because I loved Scream 5. in parentheses. I thought it was really good. It was a like nice addition to the franchise. This one, I feel it loses its footing a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, and you know, stuff happens.
Do you think that's because it was in New York or an out of the small town? Okay.
I don't feel any, like, I know there are a lot of people had problems with like the fact that Ghostface had used a gun and that it was in a big city. But honestly, they didn't really play with that enough because like in a lot of big franchises, they end up in the city and it's notoriously the worst one. Like Jason Takes Manhattan and any of the Jurassic Parks where they're in the fucking city.
So do you, you know you believe, like, this was the worst one?
If I were to arrange my Scream rankings.
Yeah. Now you got me really intrigued. Really?
This would be the worst one, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I think that it is a terrible movie. I think that within the Scream franchise, it's not the best. So wait a minute.
All those little goofy ass little Scream movies in the middle there that I didn't even bother to see, because I only saw one and two. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the last one with you and this one. All those were better, those middle ones?
I think that probably, for me, they were more in alignment with what a Scream movie is. Mm. And I know that sounds weird to say, but this movie has made kind of a departure from it in some ways. And that's not a bad thing. But we'll talk about it as we get into the movie. I want to know what your one word is.
My one word is, well, all right. All right.
That's really delightful that you liked it kind of, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, with the last one, there was just like shit that just bothered me. You know, there was just like stupid shit. Like that little bitty tiny girl whooping everybody's ass. You know, and I remember I couldn't get over it. I was like, no, wait. Look, it wasn't even like she was like an athletic woman. You know, like, what's the woman's name that's in the Fast and the Furious? Michelle Rodriguez or something like that, you know. Yes. This was a little tiny little person, and it just bothered me so bad. And so there's things that happened in here that was like, thank you, okay, I'm glad, you know, and you could obviously see when it went down, you was like, yes, of course, you know. And so I like having the kids come back from the other movie, the four.
Yep, that's.
And, you know, it was just, I just liked it so much better. And like, this one resonated with me just more because it just, I liked the surprises that they had in it. And you knew it was a hacker slasher, and I knew it was the last one I watched too, but it just, the last one felt really cheap with the cameos that they threw in, you know, and they kind of made fun of that in this movie, and it was like, yeah. So I dug it so much better. So
there's cameos in this movie that I just don't think that you get, right? Because you didn't watch all of them.
Well, I knew the one lady, you know, from the very first movie, you know, and she was in it, and you know, then it was one from the last, you know, it was actually four or five from the last movie, you know, so, you know, I get that. So I'm fine with that.
And then the Kirby is from the fourth movie.
She was from the fourth movie. So I just assumed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I didn't know who she was. Anyway. So it's not like the characters resonate in my brain, you know, just, you know.
there actually are like quite a few characters in this movie as well.
It didn't feel so cheap to me as it did the first one, you know.
Yeah.
So
maybe you're just getting into your Scream stride. Like, this is going to be your Scream. Like,
I don't think so.
A lot of people like episodes 1, 2, and 3 because it was their Star Wars.
Well, that's true. Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, I don't love this. You know, in horror movies, hacker slashers are just not my thing. Let's hit those spoilers and get into it. It's just not my thing.
We're about to get into it.
You know, like, so the first scene.
We don't want to talk about who's starring in this film.
We absolutely. So thank you for holding my cheeks and, you know, holding me by the cheeks.
I know, because you really like, I'm ready to talk about this movie.
That shit scared the shit out of me.
What the hell was that?
That was a damn trailer just started playing because I'm like.
Oh, you know, I thought you were like making me sound effects more like a lion. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I don't mind that.
Yeah, it was spooky as hell too.
I'm like, we scared ourselves during this horror podcast. So the people that star in this movie are Melissa Barrera, that's Sam, and Jasmine Savoy Brown.
Yeah.
Jack Champion, Henry Searsney,
mm-hmm.
Mason Gooding,
yep.
Roger Jackson, Liana Liberato, Dermot Mulroney.
Who the hell is that?
He was a big, I mean, he was kind of a big star in like the 90s.
Dermot. I know exactly who that is.
Dreamin' Mulroney. He's so hot.
He's kind of like, look like
even
old.
Now.
He look like an old prune now. Get out of here.
No, I'm still handsome. He had that still
look about him.
And then Jenna Ortega. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people in this movie. Courtney Cox, Hayden Panettiere.
So that was Wednesday. Okay.
Yes, okay. She was in the first one too.
Yeah, I remember that.
The fifth one.
Yeah, the first the of the rebuco, whatever the hell, you know.
Okay.
All right, man. So I think I hit the spoilers early, so it's cool. So anyway,
yeah,
let's go get into this thing. So we got a hot date going on, and you know this is the victim. They do this. It's always a lady who, you know, gets murdered in the first one, or a girl. But this is a lady, and boy, was she set up like a fool. You know, I just couldn't imagine somebody actually being lured into that alley.
Right, no.
I was like,
I still can't see you. I'm not going to go down there.
Because she's a stranger. You'd be like, you creep, you know? You're not.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't find your way to this thing. The booty is leaving. See you later. Click. And, you know, I wouldn't have thought for a moment that would happen, you know?
And I will say that this first killing is
brutality.
Absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. That was one of the things I did say about this film after it was over was that I felt like they were trying. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. There's a lot of survivors of the core cast that make it through the whole movie.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like some of the brutality of these killings was trying to make up for the fact that that was very squishy. It was very marshmallow of the movie to be like, oh, everyone's fine. Everyone made it.
I don't know about that, Tiff. I mean, I might agree with you, but I do like the fact that they didn't just keep doing the same shit with one survivor or two. You know, they didn't do that in the last movie. They had many survivors, but they took their lumps.
Yeah.
And so.
But they had some of the core group wins.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I'm just saying, I'm glad. It's kind of like there are no rules at this point. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, yeah, but there's rules.
Yeah, yeah. So
but then they talk about how there's maybe there's no rules. So this lady, they really like, I was surprised.
It was
by
rough.
How. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's been other brutal ones, especially I think in the fifth one there was. But like this one, I remember just being like, it just went on and on.
Yeah, it did. It did. And so then this clown nerd, Flash Thompson from Spider-Man, takes off the mask.
Yes.
And stuff. And,
yes.
And then like quickly, it was no surprise that he was the next victim. You know, it was like, oh, right. Now you're. And which was good for me because I was like, that was so brutal. And the way he talked about it was just like, F this guy, you know. And then he's murdered. And his buddy, they was planning these murders, he's in the refrigerator all cut up and stuff. And
I loved that part of the movie. I was like, come at up the beginning of this movie, I was like, hell yeah, we're getting into it. So like, because I knew, honestly, I thought he was in the fridge and I was like, fuck yeah, when he opened it. And I think that this movie does like a good job of, in some ways, even though I might have to reevaluate how I feel about it if I see it again, but like, it makes you think they're subverting expectations, but then they're giving in to expectations and then subverting them by doing that. So it's a little bit confusing because they never reveal Ghostface right away. That's why you know, quote unquote, that wasn't going to be our killer for the movie. But then I like that we were still like, so you thought, well, maybe it's the roommate.
Well,
right?
It was so justifiable when he's sitting up there stabbing and talking about, do you feel like meat? Are you an animal? I was like, good, you bastard. But then I'm like, but this is the real killer.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, but then when you're like, well, looking back on that now, it does make a lot more sense because it was all for the setup because they're trying to punish Sam.
Yeah. So he's dead. And then, like, we got this, you know, I liked the Halloween setting. You know, I was like, I love that. You know, I love that this can be a Halloween movie to watch. I love when they do stuff like that. Christmas movie, Halloween. So it's
sure.
It's heavy, heavy Halloween. And so, and they're in New York, and, you know, you got the two sisters, and she's in therapy. And that, the therapist was famous. That dude had been in a bunch of damn movies.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name. Is it Henry? Henry Kersney. He played Dr. Stone. And what a dick he was, man. He's sitting up there like, yeah, I need to know. And then he was like, get the hell out. I'm like, you sons of bitch. You know? It was such bullshit. So she's gone, and they have this thing set up showing that she's like, you know, mama hen to her little sister just like want to go out there and party. And boy oh boy, She got out there and meet the biggest douchebag in the party and was literally about to let him clap the cheeks, Tiff. He was going to clap the cheeks. And everybody like, whoa, I understand you want your cheeks clapped, but you can't let this dude cheat your claps.
I mean, okay, so this is a year after the traumatic events that happened to them. And I'm not saying that, like, you wouldn't want... I mean, some people deal with trauma in very different ways, including...
Well, she didn't deal with it, which was
but
obvious.
Yeah, she wasn't dealing with it. But I was like, you don't know that that's not a scary man. As a matter of fact, he seems kind of like a scary man.
Oh,
but that's what always happens in Scream. You never know. Who is this? Who's that? It makes you the brilliance of the Scream franchise, and one of the most even in this movie is people will be at the end of a Scream movie. Everyone always goes, "Oh, I knew it was so and so."
Yeah.
But that's the brilliance of a Scream movie is that you could literally guess almost anybody and. You might end up being right because they cast doubt on every single person. And it makes you, as an audience member, question whether or not what you understand, your rules of a horror film or what you are bringing to this film are accurate.
Yeah, and that's just
a brilliant twist for them.
And it works. Especially in this movie, it worked. So, the girl throw... Ooh, when that girl threw that shit at that girl, Tiff, she threw that drink on that girl... She should have beat her internet ass. They should have showed her where. Ain't no in the world you'd have walked away from that. Yes, your ass. I'm kicking your ass. So that happens, and like, there's a big murder on the campus, and so now immediately the older sister snaps into action. Let's go. And the little sister's like, no. And I'm just
because it's a ghost faced murder. It wasn't like it was just like somebody died.
Of course. And what I liked about it is that let me call my dad, and then her driver's license is in.
All this shit is part of what makes me forgive this movie because it is very well,
I thought it was well done.
Yeah, while you're watching it, you are not necessarily clocking that these things would be nefarious, but when you look back on it from knowing the ending, you're like, oh, that would have been what you would have done.
Now let me tell you something, Tiff. Right from the beginning,
yes,
I knew the hot. Not really hot, but hot for the movie people.
Dude, across the street.
I knew he was not one of them. The whole time, I had no danger that he was one of them because, of course, he would be one if you were a not smart director or writer. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I had no danger that he was in it. You know, especially with his attitude. Like, look, don't trust me. Shit.
Go about your business, girl. Don't trust me. I automatically started trusting him.
Yeah, he was like,
don't trust anybody.
Don't trust them either. And so, they call them in, and then when the girl came, who was supposed to be the FBI, I was like, she's not FBI. Look what she got
Peyton
on.
Here. That's Kirby.
Kirby. I was like, they don't dress like that. Only in the movies.
But I mean, and honestly, I do think that one of the things that is a nice kind of, when you make a cake and you fuck it up a little bit and it's lopsided, but you put frosting on it.
Yeah,
nobody can tell.
Yeah.
One of the frosting techniques of Scream, which is brilliant, is that you never know if the corny, stupid shit that they're doing is in reference to corny, stupid horror movie tropes.
That is true, because that kind of stuff happens in horror. I see that. Right. I can get that. But I was like, look what she got on. She got on combat boots and the leather coat. I'm like, that ain't FBI.
That had chains on the bottom of it. I was like, that's dangerous. Yeah. If you're running from somebody, you're going to get grabbed.
Yeah. So, quickly the roommate gets murdered. And that whole thing with that was the best sequence in this whole movie. But I don't know
when they're trying to escape the apartment or when he's trying to get
the roommate is getting, and the dude is like hollering, and then she's not answering the phone, and he's, and then they get the ladder, and I said, oh, is there somebody going? First of all, them two chicks is bloody. I don't even see how the black gal made it across with her arm being slashed.
Arm was cut real bad, yeah.
And then the one girl gets on there, and I'm like, sweet pea.
I thought her guts were going to fall out.
It should have. That was bad.
Because she got stabbed in the guts really bad.
She got stabbed and twist and pulled up.
Yes. I she wasn't going to make it. I didn't even think she was going to make it through the room. But then when she's on the ladder and they're shaking her, I was like, oh my God, her guts are going to fall out. That's what I was thinking. But then they didn't. She just fell into
the ground. Now, in hindsight, Tiff, all she should have done was locked her ass on that ladder. You know, and once it pushed over, they could have just held the ladder. But she,
yeah, they should have pulled it away from the window while she held
exactly.
on to it.
But you know,
I mean, she would have gotten really hurt, but she would have survived.
In a panic, you know, I guess what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not gonna survive this type of situation because I'm already scared, and yeah, I gotta crawl across that ladder. It's not gonna happen because I'm scared.
Right. So you know, she's dead. The cop comes out. His daughter dead. He's like, I'm on the team, and I'm like, yeah, he should be on the team. You know, his daughter died because I didn't see this stuff coming to him. He's on the team now. You know, Gail comes up. Yeah. She gets punched, and you know, we you know, they set this trap that didn't happen. You know, the crook is too smart because they find his lair with all that shit. I don't know, Tiff. I think I would have did the Angela Bassett and just poured some gasoline and burnt that damn place up with all the little trophies
in
there.
Yeah, whatever was happening in there wasn't right, because my surmise would have been that there were several people doing this.
Yes.
And you wouldn't be able to trust
anybody.
Oh,
Tiff, you know what I thought? I thought it was going to be a scene where all those ghost faces was going to have people in them, and they was all going to start coming. I was like, all of them going to come out there. I would have burnt that shit up and been arrested for arson.
But like, I also think that like, and even that made sense because he was a cop, so he would have been able to get that stuff. Supposedly.
Not really. He wouldn't have, because you work here.
I know,
here,
but more
you know, you don't work all over.
It would be, you know, more likely that he would be able to get it than just a random person.
But it was supposed to be Flash Thompson's and his buddies, you know, is what it was supposed to do. So they were going to set a trap. Gail found it, and Kirby set it up, and it was on, right? They come on
they
in.
Made a kill cage.
Yeah, they made it a kill cage, and, you know, you knew it was going to backfire. So my second favorite scene is that the subway scene when they went down to the subway.
Oh, yeah.
My punk ass would have never went down on the subway. We're going to get an Uber, okay? We're going to call an Uber. And when the Uber show up, we all going to get in this sucker, you know, and you're going to take us. I ain't know in hell I would have went down to the subway, especially in New York, especially if everybody was into Halloween like that. You know what I'm saying? All of us.
Yeah, wearing the ghost face mask.
Hell no.
Because people are, here's the thing. Okay, I have a lot to say about this.
Okay,
one
let's
being
start.
That, like, you. Okay, they did mention that you should try to remain as public transport as possible. Because imagine if you got into the Uber, it would be a ghost face. There's nowhere you're going to go. Or they're not going to give you
Kirby
a ghost
Kirby
face
was
scenario.
There, right? Was Kirby? Kirby wasn't there.
Kirby wasn't there. It was just the core four.
And can we go get a core, some core guns? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Plus the one guy. And so they are going to get, I thought the tension building in this scene was so great, because you think as a human being who isn't tasteless, that if a gruesome murder had just occurred, people wouldn't dress up like that for Halloween, but they
would. Not in this world. Of course they would. Oh, because it got more famous, because we skipped, but it's fine. It got more famous because he went in there with that gun, and that was brutal. Killing everybody in that bodega. You know.
Yeah, yes.
Oh my God. That was one of the most intense. They had a lot of intense scenes in here, and that's why I enjoyed this movie.
There was a lot of intense scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think there could have been some trimming, but that's not a bad thing. So like I said, even saying that this isn't my favorite Scream movie doesn't mean that it's not like a fun
horror film. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when they get onto the train, I was like legitimately feeling anxious.
I don't know why she moved away from the guy though. Because I would have been like, yo ass gonna stay right here. I'm looking at you. You looking at me. I'm looking at you. You looking at me. I wouldn't have been, like, moved away from him.
Her suspect.
Yeah. No, we're gonna stay right here. Look, you make a move, I'm gonna stab you. Because here's another thing that bothers me, that y'all didn't even walk around with butcher knives. You know,
they didn't have any protection.
Nothing. You got killers coming after you. Go buy some tasers. I know it's New York. It's hard to come by. But shit.
Well, she had a taser.
The one girl had a taser. They all should have had something.
She didn't bring it with her. She didn't bring it with her.
We tase a dude in the nuts, and then that's it. You know, no more taser, you know. And so I'm mad that they weren't even trying to remotely on the basic level. Their protection was each other. But every time somebody come in the room, y'all all go, ah! Everybody take off that way and that way, you know.
Montego's so enthusiastic, he punched his microphone. Yeah.
So, you know, back to the kill box, man. So, you know, the reveal.
This I thought was actually quite brilliant because, I said, in every Scream movie, they try to make you think it's someone.
So, Tiff.
And then it isn't or is not. They think it's Kirby.
So they thought it was Kirby and she got shot up, right? And so then, but I like before they entered, they were over there by the snacks, and the obvious female character jumped out like, ha ha. And the brother was like, pop, 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 pop. I mean, he pieced her ass up several times. And I was like, as he should. I mean, you could tell that she was female, unlike the other movie where it looked like she was a male. And then she, when they took off the mask, it's a skinny little lady. And like, she's going toe to toe with all these men. No, she got effed up, you know, and got up with a smile. Like, no, you got your bell rung. That dude beat your ass. But then they stabbed the dude, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Pretty brutal.
See, this is the point of the part of the movie where like, and I, you know, that's part of my problem.
I think it's all coming together at this point. I'm like, it's all coming together, you know?
Yes, it comes together really well. Mm-hmm, there is no doubt about it.
Okay.
The survival of all of these people who have had, that guy really got it.
Dude, it was like a prison shank,
man.
The
fact that he made it out, yeah. I just don't believe that. So it's a little bit too, like I'm saying, too marshmallow for me. There should have been, but we don't know, maybe he's going to be the next Ghostface. We don't know how this affects our future Scream franchise films.
I like the fact that he made it out. I just did.
Well, you want him to, I like him. He's probably one of, he's more like the heart, right? He's the heart of the film. Besides maybe the barely new boyfriend was quite sweet.
Yeah. And he didn't even hesitate when she shooed him away. She's like, you're not Woodsboro. He was like, all right, baby, I got your back. Matter of fact,
to be fair,
I'm coming back with the cops.
Peripherally touch these people, you're doomed, right?
That's true.
Like, everybody who's ever been to Scream, I was just best friends with them in third grade. You're dead.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So they're in this room, and it's kind of great because it has all of these.
Ooh, the sister get what? She get all the teeth knocked out her head at one time. Oh, I was like,
God,
was she's dead.
I thought she was dead for sure. But then, you know, that might not. What I like about this shrine to the ghost faces is that it is very nice for like potentially the last movie, because the seventh film isn't confirmed. That would be like a great way to be like, this is our history. This is how we got here. But also it made sense because in the previous movie, that character, Jack Quaid, I can't remember his name, I'm having a brain fart. He loved the Stab films and the Scream.
Yeah.
Not the Scream films, but the whole Woodsboro tragedies. He was like obsessed with them. So it would make sense they would have all this stuff. It would make sense that his cop dad could get it. It would make sense that his cop dad would want revenge after he saw what happened.
Let me say something though.
Yeah.
The Billy Loomis sequence, as in the last movie. One, you guys are not Marvel. That de-aging looks terrible. Bad. And it was totally unnecessary. If you wanted to do anything.
You could have just had the voice.
We didn't need. Stop it with that bullshit. You know, I'm like, this bullshit doesn't work. I don't like it. Stop it. They did it in the first movie. It looked bad. It's y'all don't have the technology. Y'all don't have the money. And then they did it again. And I was like, oh, God, why do you look, put it in her head, you know, and call it a day.
Yeah, or like. He's in the glass. Yeah. That's where she sees him.
Yeah, so they're trying to hide the bad CGI.
They could have made it even more so. It should have been like her looking at herself in the reflection, thus wearing the hood.
Herself could have talked to you, right.
And then it could have been like him talking and you would hear it. I mean, like, we all know who's talking when it's that voice.
Exactly. So bug me. It bugged me that they even did it. So that really took me out.
It took me out. It looks so bad.
Yep. Took me out. Really did. And so I'm glad they didn't like linger on it and keep doing it, you know, like, cause they did it quite a bit in the last movie. And I was like,
they did
bullshit, you know? So this like final, like, vault with fighting the three ghost faces, I dug it because people was getting effed up, man, you know,
and they were all very menacing. Obviously there was like,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How the boy survive with the knife in his back of in his mouth and twisted and shit, and then he come running around the corner?
You know? How did that one guy survive after being mincemeat, and that one girl survive after being stabbed several times? It's just,
then he threw the TV on top of her head.
That's just that's just the way it goes in horror films sometimes, is that our
and she stabbed the shit out of the daddy, right? I was like, where's she stabbing him at? Because he had a bulletproof vest on, but I guess she was getting him in all the open spots and stuff. And
on the arms and stuff.
I just knew she was going to get, like, blamed for this whole thing when it was over with. I was like, they don't blame her. Like, you know.
Yeah, we don't see what happens after. Like, I mean, we do see them outside, but I still think that, like, this woman.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Why she dropped that mask right there in plain sight on the floor? You know somebody gonna pick that damn mask up. You know somebody gonna pick that mask up. You know.
Yeah, of course. That's a great scream ending. That's a great scream ending.
Police evidence locker man.
Have you been doing this the whole time? Because we've got a dead cop inside. Right. And you have been implicated in several murders. Exactly. We have no evidence that anyone else did it. So we're going to take you down to the police station and we're probably not going to let you go.
Right. Your ass about to go to jail for a while. You better get a good lawyer.
Yeah, you might get off, but you're going to go to jail for a little while unless you post, you know, bail. But I love that this scene makes sense to me, that the father... Even like the weird foreshadowing that you don't realize is foreshadowing when she says, you know, my brother died and my dad was never the same. He followed me to New York.
Damn.
Blah,
cat.
Blah, blah. You know what I mean? Yeah, he loves you.
Damn. Y'all didn't see that on the cat just clawed my damn thigh. Get your ass away from me. Oh, my goodness.
He just loves you so much. I think that like that. The fact that even though it is silly and even though you don't. You're like, okay, that's kind of dumb or whatever you might think, because there are a lot of things about horror movies. Often the reveal in a horror movie, especially like kind of a popcorn horror movie, which is Scream is often referencing, does have that kind of an ending where you're like, oh, of course.
I was completely satisfied with this reveal and the climactic fight. I dug it. I loved the little zippity zip all around this little place and where they were at. And it was satisfying to me. And I was like, I remember I finished the movie and I was like, all right. I was like, finally, you know, one since the first one that really resonated with me. Because even the second one really didn't resonate with me with the, was it Timothy Oliphant was the.
Yeah, was the, I like to.
Was the, what you call him. But I mean, it was just okay to me. But there was nothing like the scene where, you know, have the guy, the other killer ever resurfaced? Like, he was funnier to me. You know, you cut me too deep, Billy. You know that.
Well, yeah, that's why he's not the real. He wasn't the real driving force of the original duo.
Bring him back. You can bring him back. I'm sure he ain't doing shit.
The Jamie Kennedy character was always like one of my favorites. So when he got it in the second movie, I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
I do enjoy his character, but that kind of character was replaced by the girl.
The sister.
The girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who kind of delivers her speech on horror movie franchise.
Who deserved to get murdered just from that stupid ass speech in the you know, y'all just went through some super trauma and now she's monologuing and I'm like, this is bullshit. I would punch her in her stomach and tell her to sit her ass down somewhere and chill. You know, we having trauma right now. And you're like, Watson and with the pipe in the closet. Will you sit down and stop being so, you know, goofy and shit? You know, so
gotta have it in a Scream movie. Plus, it's playing on the tropes. So here we go.
But, I could do without overall, that. I could do without that.
I know you didn't like that in the other movie either, but those are some of my favorite parts. But like, I would not recommend this movie. I just love Scream.
Well, I don't love Scream, and I had a great time.
You don't.
I had a great time, so it's a total recommend for me, you know, and so there we go. So that's, for me, it was, I enjoyed this much better than the first movie because it just had a little bit more going on for it. So anyway, man, that's it, man. We can't do the damn thing. We got it done. So that's Scream 6. Is it going to be a Scream 7 next year? I don't know.
Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, don't blow. Y'all should probably chill. Maybe a year and a half. Don't come out with them so soon. You know, people get tired of you. Anyway, ask Star Wars. So, I'm the host of Fans Over Control. My name is Montego. With me is my wonderful co-host, Miss Tipplebot. Say goodbye to the lovely Stiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Indeed. Until next week, man. I think we're doing Shazam. So, yeah.
This looks like my God.
Yeah.
There you go. Tag my first Shazam.
Right. Until next week, man, we will be on patrol.
Woo.